Hey, you know something?
No, what?
I had a wet dream last night.
Wet dream? What's that?
Oh, you know, the sperm comes out of your penis.
Sperm?
Yeah, sort of a sticky stuff. Guy's part of a baby. Didn't your brother ever tell you about that?
No, he never says much about anything. So that means you can start a baby.
Hey, freaks, it's Wednesday, January 6th, 2021. Coming up on the program today, Trump supporters storm Capitol Hill, while Vladimir Putin storms into a Gunnar-Bader chat room. How to tell a serpent from a demon and a demon from a synthetic robot. And I'll be featuring other mentally ill people today on TV.
That's my man juice. Yes.
I want black, ripe, uncut dick now.
It's called Distorted View Daily, and it will rape your mind.
Why did man have to have such a sweet rectum?
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Nah, my brother doesn't talk to me much about anything.
I'm sorry. Welcome to the show, everybody. Tim Henson. This is the Distorted View Show. We played that sex education film clip many years ago on the podcast, but I just have to stop before we even get into the show and analyze this just for a second, because the conversation is so weird and unnatural. Now, I understand, again, this is a sex education film. This is not like a real conversation, but for fuck's sake, did the writers ever talk to a human being before in their lives? At some point, they were teenagers. Have you ever once gone up to your friend and said, hey, you know what? Hey, here's something kind of cool. What's that? I had a wet dream last night. Those guys would be like, ew, fuck, why are you telling me this? Is it still on you? Did you touch it with your hands? Have you washed your hands? Get the fuck away from me with that. And it doesn't sound like the two kids in the film are the same age. Like there's like a 13-year-old boy and then what sounds like a 6-year-old boy. Teenagers all like, hey, I want to talk to you about cum. And of course, the little kid's like, what's that? Oh, I'm so glad you asked. That sticky stuff that comes out of your dick.
I'm going to need a further explanation.
Hey, you know something?
No, what?
I had a wet dream last night.
Wet dream? What's that?
You're going to regret asking that question. Let's be totally honest here. The teenager in this clip doesn't sound that smart. He proves it with his explanation. He's like, I don't know. It's like liquefied baby parts or something. What? Yeah, babies are liquid when they come from the penis. And then it takes a while for the babies to harden up. Have you ever tried that magic shell ice cream topping?
No, what's that?
Like, this kid knows absolutely nothing. You know, magic shell. It's like, you know, like chocolate syrup. But when it hits the ice cream, it gets hard.
And that's what babies are?
Pretty much, I think.
Oh, you know, the sperm comes out of your penis.
Sperm?
Yeah. Sort of a sticky stuff.
That's sticky, and it tastes like a salty creme brulee.
What's a creme brulee?
Damn it. Every step of the way with the questions.
Yeah, sort of a sticky stuff. Guy's part of a baby.
Part of a baby. I mean, he's not technically wrong. There's just, you know, smarter ways of putting that. My favorite part of the video is when we learn a little bit about the family dynamics of the younger kid.
Didn't your brother ever tell you about that?
No. He never says much about anything.
He never wants to talk to me about his masturbation habits. I ask him every day, hey, Randy, what's come out of your cock hole today? Anything gooey? He just calls me queer and then slams the door in my face.
Is this even something you would normally talk to your brother about? I have a brother, but he's like way older than me. And if he would have started talking to me about masturbation and cum, I could probably potentially file charges against him. He would have to register as a sex offender. It just seems like a weird thing to talk to your own brother about anyway. But anyway, I'm sorry. I was just getting excited. That clip always baffles me for various reasons. I have a very great but short show for you today, and it's my fault. I got an alert on my phone at what, like around 3 o'clock in the afternoon that like rednecks have taken over Capitol Hill. And I foolishly turned on the TV and I've been glued to it ever fucking since. It was mesmerizing. I know a lot of you people aren't into politics or news, which is fine. I wish I could be one of you. But it was just really, it was really compelling television. I mean, there were like reporters inside the building. So there was like footage of like people breaking in and storming the building. There was like QAnon weirdos in there. People with like antlers. There's like some guy with like a fur coat and antlers or something. Another guy was like stealing a podium. It was just kooky. I mean, you know, it's very scary and probably not great for our nation, what happened today. And I kept watching, waiting for the cops to open fire on these people. And instead, the police were taking selfies with the rioters. It was a very surreal scene. I don't understand what happened. People in Congress, like, you know, senators and whatever, those people, they seem to be very shaken up. They had to be rushed to safety. As of the recording of this show, they're back doing whatever it is they were going to do, certify the election results. Although the states did that already, so they're certifying the certification. I don't know. I don't know what's happening over there, but they're back in business, working late tonight. I thought, you know, even though it was getting late, I still want to do a show for you guys, so I thought I'd share some audio with you, make this a short program, and then we'll do another program this weekend to sort of make up for, you know, the lack of this not being a full-length episode. I do want to say thanks to Tylersaurus Rex. Tylersaurus Rex said that they tracked down the podcasturbation guy in his Discord. I guess he was planning to do a solo show, and in it, he gave a very special shout-out to someone.
We just have little wanker wieners.
I need a real fucking man cock like Tim Henson has. I need Tim Henson and Lord Douche.
I know that voice. That's female Vlad.
Oh, God.
Hold on here. There's got to be more. What the hell was Vlad up to? He was talking to the podcasturbation guy.
Little Vader with a tiny little cock. Little dicky.
Don't get to come in pussy. I'm going to come in a sock.
No pussy for a masturbator. No pussy for a masturbator.
Pussy free, pussy free.
You want to go limp and pussy? Limp
no and stroking.
Pussy.
Just and rub pussy. On it.
Oh, yes.
Slap it for me. I want to hear some dicks get slapped.
Oh, God.
Oh, I'd love you to slap my little penis and spank my testicles.
I couldn't slap it. I could, like, flick it with my finger.
It's so small, yes.
Too small for my whole hand. That's it. Beat it.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, stroke so on your penis. Say, I goon. Goon,
like measure
goon forever.
It It's going three and forever. three and a half inches.
Maybe it's that big. Oh, I'm rubbing on this pussy. You know, I let
pussy.
Real men fuck this pussy.
Oh,
but that's
like
not what you boys get, do you?
Like
you don't get to fuck pussy. Pussy.
Oh, no pussy, no pussy. Can't fuck a pussy. It wouldn't satisfy
no pussy
your pussy.
For you. Fuck no.
Wow.
It would just tickle your pussy.
Wow, it's the podcasturbation and Distorted View Daily crossover episode that no one thought they needed. How wrong you were, though. I've got a tons of audio from this.
Just tickle it and annoy it.
Tickle that little cock.
Pathetic.
Go limp and slip out. You need real alpha cock, and we just have little wanker wieners.
I need real fucking man cock like Tim Henson has. I need Tim Henson and Lord Douche. Oh, God. Do you guys know this Have you ever guys ever seen this Canadian?
That's where that audio clip ends. Vlad was obviously talking about a Scumhook, right? The Australian Canadian.
He says he's Australian sometimes, but he's got a really small one.
Where the next clip starts off.
Like, you guys have small cocks. Scumhook has like super small cock.
Micro penis.
Like a little micro penis.
Yes. Goonie.
I don't even know. It's more like an innie than an outie. If it was like a belly button, it would be like an innie.
I love little penises like that.
What do you call a penis that like goes into the body? Like it doesn't come out?
I don't know what you call it, but it's so cute to look at, and you know it's good for nothing but masturbating.
Is this podcasturbation guy bi or something? Because he likes pussy, but he also said that little tiny innie penises are cute.
Yeah, inverted.
Yeah, a little background. According to Tyler Soares, I was online, totally not lurking in the Masturbatorium, and we found, I guess that's the name of their Discord, and we found Richard, or Dick, the host of the Podcasturbation show, putting on a solo program. So we all jumped in and recorded. Vlad went to work, and I did the lighting and effects. You can just tell, like, the podcasturbation guy had a thing for Vlad. He's very convincing as a woman. I'm so jealous of Vlad. More of a woman than I could ever be.
Yeah, you're gonna goon for me, huh? You're gonna flick that little dicky?
Like, the podcasturbation guy would know in 2 seconds that I'm a dude. I'm too masculine for my own good. We'll play some more of Vlad and Tyler Soares Rex's chat with Dick, maybe on tomorrow's podcast. Speaking of dick, little dickies, making your little dicky come, DV listener, Miss May, I think, submitted this next Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee. This is Joseph Jones with his original song, I Love the Coming, My Girl.
I love the coming, my girl. I love the coming, my girl. I love the coming, my girl. I love the coming, my girl. I love the coming, my girl. I love coming, my girl. I love coming, my girl. I love coming, my girl.
This guy might be autistic. He's sort of rocking back and forth as he sings, this song. And he's doing that autistic thing where you repeat yourself a lot. Like, remember Dustin Hoffman in Rain Man, where he's like, Wapner, gotta watch Wapner. And this guy's like, I love coming, pussy. I like to come in, pussy. Yeah, definitely coming in the pussy.
I love coming, my girl. I love
Just for shits and giggles, I'm going to fast forward this song to the halfway mark and see where we're at.
Girl, I love the coming, my girl. I love the coming.
As I suspected.
My girl. I love the coming, my girl. I'm coming in, my girl.
Pretty much like 4 minutes of that.
I'm coming in, my girl. I'm coming in, my girl.
Well, if you ever need to perform a song, but you have a hard time remembering the lyrics, this might be the one for you. Or you can be like me. When I had to audition for that stupid musical at the Ashtabula Arts Center, sing the Brady Bunch theme song. Oh, I could just kill Joe for that. To this day, it gives me douche chills thinking about it. You know, Joey could sing, right? He performed in all sorts of musicals, and he was like, come on, just try out for this one. It'll be fun. We'll be in it together. You're a good actor. I mean, I am a 2-time Thespian Award winner from my high school. I mean, you've heard my work here on Distorted View Daily. I'm an amazing actor. So even if I can't sing, Joe's like, oh, you know, they'll put you in the chorus parts, you know? You'll speak your lines, and then when the song comes in, it'll be a bunch of people singing at once, and you'll be drowned out. That's not what happened. I was so bad at singing, they didn't even want me as an extra. They asked me at the beginning, all right, what key do you want the song in? And I said, pick one. I don't know. I'm going to be bopping around keys and notes and shit. It's honestly probably not going to matter. I think they knew that I was not going to be a part of their production even before I sang the first note. When they heard I was going to be singing the Brady Bunch theme, they're like, oh boy, it's a total waste of fucking time. And what's worse is I didn't even practice the song at all. I didn't want my mom or dad or sister to hear me singing. I was embarrassed to sing in front of people. You've heard me. You've heard my voice. I've got no business singing in front of people. But I was thinking how a person in a musical might sing. And so I didn't even sing the song normally. You know how the song goes, here's a story of a lovely lady. I tried to do it all like operatic or something. I was like, here's a story of a man named Brady. Oh, it was just, I want to kill myself when I think about that story. There was like four or five people in that room with me, and I finished the song, and it's that thing where there's like a long pause, like too long, before they said, that was good. It was like a pity, really. I finished the song. That's the way they became the Brady Bunch. Da, 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 da. All right. Well, that was great. That's pretty much how it went. You want to try that again? Did you bring another song, like a real song too? Nope. Just the Brady Bunch. Felt pretty confident with that song. All right. Real quick, before we get out of here, I do have one more audio clip I wanted to share with you. This guy is also mentally disabled or ill in some way, shape, or form. He calls himself Pastor Daniel Bible Believer KJV. And he posts about 12,000 videos a day, mostly screenshots from TV shows. And then he'll analyze all the people in the screenshot, letting you know if they're human or if they're demons or ghosts or something. Here is one example.
Another one, Sarge. Handler? Okay. Wife? Handler?
I don't know what that means, handler.
Demon?
Oh, demon.
Glass doll-eyed?
That looks like the daughter.
Glass doll-eyed. Pale synthetic robot. Glass doll-eyed. Pale synthetic robot.
That last synthetic robot is the girl's brother. So it's like a family sitting down. The screenshot.
Handler. This is the wicked one. One handles.
That's the wife.
This one.
Daughter.
This one. And this one.
Son.
But this one handles this one and this one. Glass doll eyes. You know if she smiles, them fake porcelain white teeth are going to be there. Better wake up.
He tends to end his videos with that.
You better wake up. Look how sketchy that thing looks.
He's talking about a middle-aged woman here. Look at that sketchy-ass thing.
All glory to Christ.
Here's one more short example. This is just a woman, you know, like on a reality show when she's talking directly into the camera.
See how it looks like there's a light bulb on?
Yeah, she's lit. She's on television. There's lighting on her.
Light bulb on. The eyes glow and the teeth glow. But listen to this serpent. They ask her about partying, and she says, does a snake drag its ass? So you gotta listen to her. She's not afraid to admit it.
Sorority letters, but I couldn't find a shirt. Did I go to frat parties in college? Does a snake drag its ass?
Well, there's the smoking gun. I don't know what the hell this guy's trying to prove.
Shout out to that throat cords.
Yeah, she's got like the neck. She's got like a neck
the
bone.
The throat V. Serpent. Handler. Dangerous. All glory to Christ.
Oh, this is from a Bravo show. It's like from the Real Housewives of New Jersey or something.
Preach the gospel to every creature.
You know, he calls people demons and serpents and synthetics, but his evidence is pretty flimsy. Like, he's got a screenshot here of a girl with a tattoo with some Roman numerals on her arm.
The Roman numerals. Give away the robot clone.
She's obviously a robot clone if she tattooed some Roman numerals on her
humans.
Arm.
See the Roman numerals?
Probably, like, the date she was born or, like, the year her mom died or something, you know?
It's as clear as I could get it, but there's a V and two, and then there's an X. XIV. See it? Dead giveaway is a synthetic clone. A clone. You understand?
Don't try to make me feel stupid. I understand. Guys, I don't understand. All right, we're going to end it right there. Let's do a couple of voicemails, and then we will wrap things up for the day on this very abbreviated show. Again, I apologize, but I was just glued to the television today. I'm sorry.
Hey, Jimmy Boo, it's the Decoy Jew, and I want to talk to you about Satanism, because I think I became a Satanist myself when I first read about that satanic ritual abortion thing a few months back. Mm-hmm. And in particular, you said that you think that the Satanists have a bit of a PR problem and just need to change their name.
Yeah.
Since it's not really related to religion or to the religious Satan other than as a symbol of rebellion.
Yeah, I'm still confused. There's like the Church of Satan and then the Satanic Church or something like that. And one of them doesn't believe in Satan at all.
And I just want to point out, I don't think that's any mistake, because one of the most important functions the Satanic Church serves, they're not just there to abuse religious freedom laws to get what they want, but part of their purpose is to point out the absurdity of all those religious freedom exemptions in the first place.
Yeah.
And basically the idea of Christians all shitting themselves with fear because the Satanists get special privilege.
Oh, yeah, Christians do hate that, though. When the Church of Satan tries to claim that they're a religion and they should get exemptions, oh, it gets them all riled up. They blow a fucking gasket.
Is kind of the point. And part of the hope of the Satanic Temple, I think, is that if they take advantage of religious freedom laws, then maybe we'll finally actually get some reform in those ridiculous religious freedom laws. And of course,
I just don't understand why we can't tax churches and stuff, because they make so much money. I mean, not like the little tiny churches, but like, you know, the Joel, what's his name, Austin or whatever, who's living in, you know, $50 million mansions and stuff.
Hopefully also we'll get some reform and laws that are influenced
to buy fucking private jets and stuff.
Religion, like the crazy abortion laws in the first place. But basically the Satanist temple is just a big troll, and they have no problem with the fact that the Christians are scared of them.
That's, well, that I appreciate. I like that. Like a good troll.
Hey, Tim. Hey, freaks. It's Tyler. I'm sorry to call in two times in a row in the same week, but there is something you all have to see. That TJ clip you played the other day.
Oh, TJ and his parents fighting?
Anybody who hasn't seen that, because I don't think you featured them in many years,
yes,
go and look up TJ and Friends on YouTube and watch the videos with the rabbit hoarding and all of the crazy shit. Yeah. That is one of the most bizarre and disturbing things I think that's ever been featured on the show. And
yeah, those videos, by the way, were captured from like 2001 to 2003. And, you know, TJ has since, of course, put them online on YouTube. His dad has passed away. Very sad. We talked about that a few years ago when I was playing TJ and Friends clips on the podcast. I believe his mom is still alive. I don't think she's hoarding rabbits anymore.
There is tons of it.
Yes.
So check it out.
Yeah. I think we stopped playing them. There were plenty of videos that I never got around to playing, but they all kind of sound the same. The fights are very similar. You know, TJ's dad just calls his mom a fucking asshole. Fucking asshole with these fucking rabbits. These rabbits eat better than me.
Hey, Tim, Haley's Comet calling up with a quick response to the what do you like about DV question you asked. And I think one of the nice things about DV is it's kind of like a little variety show. You don't have a lot of one-note content. There's something a little different.
It's a real smorgasbord of shit, is what you're saying.
If you don't like what you're hearing, you don't switch to another podcast, you can just fast forward and skip a bit. That's one reason your edition of the timestamps is so useful. I can just
remember when I started doing the timestamps, I'm like, these are great, and they don't add much time to me doing the show. So there's no problem with me adding the timestamps and the chapters and everything. Well, I lied, apparently, because they're a real pain in my ass. I hate doing them every day. Because I have to, like, record the show, and then I can't just be done with the show. I gotta go back, and I gotta label everything. And then I gotta, like, export just the chapters, and you can't just export them. I gotta put them in fucking two different programs to get them in a format where I can copy them and then paste them into the show notes. It's a real, like I said, pain in the ass. But you guys love them, so I keep doing it.
Fast forward to the next segment. Oh, this Sextastic Stew Tuesday story isn't interesting. I'll skip it.
You know, sometimes I gotta find special images to include in the chapters.
Move on to the next one.
You guys are just a big pain in my ass.
And aside from that, the content I like particularly are your rants. Your rants are quite entertaining.
Like rants about chapter artwork?
And your insensitive reenactments. The insensitive reenactments really do require the news bit for them to have context and be funny.
Yes.
But I like the vast majority of the content. Not too keen on the Sextastic Tuesdays, but I don't call and grouse about that because I just skip them if I don't like them.
That's kind of always been the case. Half the people like them, half the people don't like them. We don't do Sextastic Tuesday very often anymore. Might not even be once a month at this point. I used to like it because, you know, on Tuesdays I'd get a little break from having to find, you know, 6, 7, 8 audio clips to play for you guys. I could just read the story and that would take 10, 15, 20 minutes. But I feel like I ran out of good material of Sextastic Tuesday stories. You know, I can easily find some dirty, nasty scat porn story, but we've done a ton of those. And it's actually hard to find really like poorly written stories that are funny. So that's why there hasn't been tons of Sextastic Tuesday recently.
That's all.
All right. Well, thank you. Everyone loves those insensitive reenactments. Gotta find a way to do more
hey,
of those.
Hey, Tim, Cat Lady here.
Yes?
I'm sure you know what's going on at the Capitol right now. There are currently 13 people in one of the Dick Sword rooms, and we're watching people storming the Capitol, and I wrote a parody. So it goes like this. We got our flags up, our MAGA hats on, tossing face masks away, storming the hill like, yeah, holding our guns like, yeah, put your hands up, the flag teams yell, we charging anyway, yeah, 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 party in the USA. Yeah, 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 yeah. Party in the
Cat Lady's doing her own parody songs now in the Discord. I didn't even think to check in to see if you guys were watching in the Discord. I want to watch with you because I was literally, like I said, I've been staring at the TV all day. You guys could have entertained me as we watched America burn. With any luck, it'll continue tomorrow, Insurrection 2. If so, I'll be there in the Discord. Count me in, freaks. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the program. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
No pussy.
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the show. Don't forget to rate us and review us wherever you can criticize podcasts. Remember, tomorrow's program is going to be Sideshow exclusive. It's going to be a full-length one, so it's a great time to sign up. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Otherwise, I will see you back on Friday. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
That's all, folks.
This has been another excellent podcast from the Scribe Media Group. Learn more at scribe.net.